What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Time for a round of our weekly random topics. Often, but not always chosen. From the book Burn After Writing. A couple other sources we use for these as well. And you can send one in if you want to throw out there something you think will take it deep or whatever you want to hear. 1-800-947-3979. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
If you could get your old friends back together one time to play a game you played as a child, what would it be? Joe? Maybe get Garfield and Stewie back together and steal some catalytic converters?
Or hump the stuffed animals.
Hump the innocence out of a teddy bear? Sorry, that's not fair.
It's true. That's a true story. Now, let's go later in life. I don't know. Play Risk? we had fun playing Risk.
Risk is cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, do you have a specific group of friends you think of that you'd want to do it together with again? Play Risk?
Yeah.
What's better, Risk or Stratego?
Are they the same? Friends. They're not the same. I don't know. I've never played Stratego. They might be exactly the same, my man. Yeah, that's all. I don't know. That's what pops into my head when it comes to play a game you played when you were younger.
Yeah. Kelly?
In Connecticut, every summer, we would go and stay with my grandparents, and there were a group of friends there. And the beach houses were 12 avenues that all went down to the beach. And so we all lived on different avenues, so we would play a neighborhood-wide capture the flag. Mm-hmm. And as we got older, we'd also set up like little water balloon areas where even though you still had to pull somebody's flag or you had to tag somebody so they'd have to freeze, mm-hmm. but you could throw a water balloon at them to slow them down. And that was always so much fun. A neighborhood-wide capture the flag. Nobody cared that we were running through their gardens and stuff like that as long as we were being respectful. It was super cool.
I have a dumb thing.
What?
I don't understand. I've never played Capture the Flag other than like paintball. And so that I understand because you got shot with a paintball and you were out. So how do you play Capture the Flag?
Same thing.
We lived on.
It's just tag,
how do you get
right?
out?
No, it's not. No. So we lived on 2nd Avenue and our buddy Larry lived all the way on 8th. So we'd put one flag on, at Larry's house somewhere in his yard, but it was always hidden. And then if Steve is on Larry's team, Steve is the flag guard. He's the last ultimate point. Yeah, he's the defender. And then on my team, we'd put the flag at my grandma Cheese's house somewhere in her yard, again, hidden. And I would defend that flag. Meanwhile, my teammates versus Steve's teammates would be going head to head trying to tag each other. And if they tag someone, they're frozen until another person from their team runs under their legs.
Untags them.
So runs under their legs to untag them.
Yeah, you had to run under their legs in our rules.
But the whole goal of the game is to get the other team's flag and then get back to your home base.
So some of the elders in my community would have liked that because it teaches girls to spread their legs.
Oh, my grandma Cheese was all
about it. Well, the elders secretly they would love it.
My grandma Cheese was like, wear a skirt and drop.
For the record, there's such things. There were no elders
in my
community.
Did you live on the prairie? Yeah.
Sometimes I like to say things that make you go, I don't know if that's true. And I feel like I got you on with that one, Steve. Steve, what's a game you would get all the friends back together and play?
Wiffle ball. We used to have massive wiffle ball, like the Wiffle Ball World Series.
That's
it would go
awesome.
On. Like, we would just play seasons the entire summer.
I'm really torn between wiffle ball, kickball, and shed ball. I think it'd be shed ball.
Shed ball.
Which was just basketball in the shed, but you had to have special rules because there was like literally stuff you could impale your face on and a dump truck and a tractor that you had to play around. So there was no out of bounds. Just
everything's in.
You're
everything's
closest,
in play.
You get the ball, but you can't fight for it next to the heavy equipment. God, that was so fun. Used to be able to dunk on an 8 foot.
That is such a farm
eight
rule.
8 foot 11.
No fighting for the ball next to the heavy equipment.
Yep. Well, yeah, if you're gonna fight for the ball next to a plow, someone's gonna get
plowed.
I'm
plowed.
Shocked that was even thought about.
Yeah, but probably was a rule adjusted on the fly after someone got stitches. Honestly.
Probably right.
We also I would in the winter we would play, and so you'd just fill the wood stove with wood, but that was just beyond the 3-point line. So you'd be warm. Like, oh, he's on fire. No, he's literally on fire. He backed into a hot wood stove. Stop and roll, Scott. Stop and roll. No one ever got seriously hurt, I mean, except for the stitches. And,
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, the one time, this shouldn't be funny, but a guy sprained his ankle, and it was pretty bad. And so he hopped to my friend's minivan, and right when he went to pull himself in, it was his right foot, so he's hopping on his left foot, and he's hopping. And, like, it was bad. And this was a tough kid, like, played middle linebacker on the football team, you know, great dude. Salt of the earth, still. So he's hopping on one foot. He's like, I'm going to miss half a baseball season. This is terrible. Puts his right hand on the column between the passenger door and the sliding door on my friend Sean's Dodge Caravan. And whoever was in that front seat shut the door and smashed his hand in the door. So now he's hopping on one foot and waving his hand and yelling, "Sons of bitches!"
And right then, someone lit his shoes on fire. God.
We knew it was wrong, but we laughed for so long about that. By the way, we need
was
to discuss.
Was his hand throbbing with heat?
It wasn't broken.
Heat lines coming off of it.
It wasn't broken. I can't believe it, because it hit so hard. Like, the guy in the car was trying to get the door closed before a bear got in. He's okay, though.
Right,
everything's
before
fine.
He entered the hospital, a piano fell on him. Yeah, the two movers right. were moving into an apartment.
And then they stuck the breathing tube in his butt, and it swelled up his anus. Everything went bad.
Oh,
it's fine now.
And then also one of them in my life was very, very specialized. This is something you have to work at the Glen Theater to play.
Yeah.
And it's Popcorn Seed Wars. And when there was no manager around, we would go crazy.
Oh, that is fun.
There is no shortage of popcorn seeds in the movie theater. So, yeah, we would have these aprons with an ammo pocket in them.
An ammo pocket?
Sounds awesome yes! already.
And straws. Straws aplenty.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we would blow popcorn seeds at each other. And one of the best moments was...
Are popcorn seeds, like, you mean like
kernels,
the kernel?
Kernels,
okay,
yeah,
not like Old
Maids. No, sorry. Yeah, so I'm behind the candy counter. I'm defending the castle.
Those are perfect.
Yes. And then my buddy Steve, my buddy Jerry, they're both attacking me from the lobby. And it was right when Jim, the manager, walked down from the projection booth that Steve took the biggest, like, handful of kernels that you've ever seen and just whipped them as he ran past.
Kernel grenade?
Yes. And Jim walks out and he goes, what the hell is going on? And I went, guys, stop! Stop, please!
Like you were being
yes!
bullied.
Oh, it was the
so
best.
Dirty.
Yeah, we would throw candy. We had a candy basketball game. There was a ledge where we would just open up candy. Let's see how many milk duds. Play Bozo Buckets. So we had, like, tiles in the floor. Perfect squares. So, yeah, milk dud onto the ledge, back up one, and see how far you could get.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that
while
sounds
still
fun.
Getting it up there. And
that's
then
why you got that form, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Heck yeah.
At some point, someone made him clean it out. They found out that there was thousands of dollars worth of movie theater candy up there.
This text, I would love to play Red Rover in a classroom again, not only because the game was fun to try to figure out or cheat at, but because I knew I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing and the teacher was okay with it.
Yes.
Lots of people sending in games. Drunk Guitar Hero. When we were 15, we'd get a bottle of whatever we could get our hands on, and then we'd get the full band together, all four pieces. It was a blast.
15?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not recommending the underage drinking, but this one, I would love to play Dungeons & Dragons at least one time. So I think everybody should do it once in your life. Losing your imagination is like losing a piece of yourself, and to be able to commit to it like we used to would be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be fun if it wasn't. If they could promise a not-so-long campaign, I might get into it.
How about this? Me and my friends played a game, I assume in high school, called the Walmart game. We would all take condoms off the wall and put them in people's carts. Whoever got caught by someone had to buy lunch for everyone.
That's fun.
somebody said their neighborhood used to have, when they were kids, had neighborhood weekend kickball games in the cul-de-sac, and even adults would come out and play.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah,
that would
I bet
be
that
great.
Was awesome.
Here's a game somebody sent in. It says, we used to play a game called Ninja. One person with a pedal bike would pedal the bike while the second sat on the handlebars, and we rode through the trails in the woods. The object was to make it to the end of the trail.
Oh, no.
But along the way, our friends would be hiding, and their object was to knock us off by any means possible.
That seems
sticks,
really easy.
Ropes, rocks, anything at their disposal.
Yeah, that is...
No one could have ever won.
No, because you know where the trail is. The bike can only go on the trail.
Right. And it's off-road, and you're sitting on the handlebars.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're already in a rough spot as it is.
And they can throw sticks and rocks at you, or, well, any means necessary, so they can just push you off the bike.
Right?
Yeah, that's a young man's game. I don't think yeah, I don't think we'll be playing that one.
I don't think it'd last too long playing Ninja.
This one is really simple, but this person writes, just thinking about it, I would love to get the neighborhood friends back together, 15 or 20 of us, and go up to the high school down the road and just play baseball or softball again.
Yeah.
Like that simple stuff. Yep. Like yeah, just that camaraderie and everything else.
We did that a lot. We did home run derby. We just go to one of the baseball fields that wasn't being used and just try to hit home runs.
That's fun.
The backyard football games with a Nerf football that made you make a one-handed catch and feel like Jerry Rice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet everybody listening can think of like their one great athletic moment that took place like as a child or like a middle schooler that at the time was like amazing. And everybody there was like, oh, that's so baller, or whatever they said.
That's,
That's radical.
That is spectacular.
Wow, that's the bee's knees.
Wow, gag me with a spoon.
I remember in Little League hitting I hit a grand slam, but it wasn't like fly ball over the left field fence.
It was Little League grand slam.
It was ground ball up the middle that just rolled and rolled and rolled. And the center fielder was playing off center, and it just rolled past him.
When you hit it, did you think, this is the one?
No, I thought this is just
a single?
This is, maybe a double. But to look back on it, I hit a grand slam. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay, so again, we said, what's the game you would love to go back and play as a kid that you'd like to play now with the same spirit? This text. I got put into a dryer when I was young. And then
you want to redo that?
I got put into a dryer when I was young, and they shut it, and I couldn't get out. I don't want to play that again. I can't tell if that was a serious response or you just wanted to be silly.
That was the game.
Did y'all ever do that thing where you climbed into the dryer as a kid?
At 22.
Why did you do that?
For a career.
Well, don't just tell it. It sucked you in.
It sucked me in.
I was here, too. I heard you tell that nice lady.
Oh, man, we should go check on her.
We did a few years ago. We were going to do golf balls in the dryer to pick the lottery numbers.
Oh,
and she said, I remember you. And then she gave us a laundromat where they didn't care.
And, yeah.
She was nice, though, right?
She was great.
She was very pleasant.
She was. When we weren't in the dryer.
Like, your face was still up on the wall on a poster.
I'm certain that was not the worst thing that's happened there.
Oh, I think you're definitely right about that. That place has seen some things.
Like there's a guy nodding off in one right now.
In the dryer?
Yes.
Round and round. Well, check on him when it buzzes to see if he's dead or wants to go on another round trip.
Oh, man.
I love seeing the different games that are coming in. A couple more quickly. We would play a game called Big Ball and Bat. Inner city kids, no money, but had a kickball and a bat. Baseball rules, but only one base in center field. Once the ball is in play, dodgeball rules apply.
Whoa.
I love the made-up games
That's
where it's
fun.
Like, we'll combine everything. A text from Buffalo. We used to take our canoes to the local lake and play pirates, which basically included throwing rocks at each other and trying to sink the canoe. If we'd get close enough, we would in a hostile fashion, board the other canoe and sink it.
Yeah, there was a lot of throwing things at kids' games that we would play.
I'm sure it's still a case now where it's fine to throw rocks at other kids when you're a kid. At least you think so.
Or not ripe pine cones. I don't know what you call,
When they're still green and much harder.
Uh-huh.
Filled with enough water and whatever that they're much heavier.
Yeah, we tried to sink Stoogie when he was in the lagoon with those.
He just tried to sink Stoogie in a lagoon.
And even now, if you go to Google Maps, you can still look up Stoogie Lagoon, where he'll lie for the end of time.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.